This is Aaron Pednati, and I am at a multimedia art exhibition in Troy at Collarworks called Feel Me, and I am interviewing Becca Van Kay about her exhibition, which is a multisensory exhibition that involves quilted visual patterns and recorded music. Basically, you walk up and you look at the picture and you listen to the music on headphones, and that involves some sort of device like a phone or an...
I'm just using an iPod for this exhibition. Each piece, there are three pieces that have music associated with them with two iPods. Like, the two that are on the same wall have one iPod, and yeah, then you can just pick it up and stand directly in front of the piece and just be absorbed into the experience of, like, the symbiosis between the visual patterns and the repetitious dance music.
Okay, so you sort of already addressed my first question. The experience that I had was I walked up, I put on the headphones, and I looked at the art on the walls. And the art is typically made of multicolored yarn. And it was this interesting experience in which I'm looking around at all of the patterns that you've woven into the visual fabric that I'm looking at, and I'm listening to music at the same time. And despite the fact that the pattern is static and frozen on the canvas, there is a quality of rhythm. There's a quality of music. And I feel the rhythms of the music expressing themselves through the visual art that I'm perceiving. So that is clearly not a coincidence, right? That's a part of your artistic process. So can you just talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, totally. So that, like, what you're explaining is exactly my intention. That's what I hope to translate with my pieces. So when I'm making the works, I'm always listening to house and techno mixes. And what I do is just get into this trance, essentially, where it's like a meditative rhythm. And I want the pieces to essentially pulsate. And each piece has one song associated with it that I think, like, what you're seeing is representing the rhythms that I'm experiencing with my body. Because I think music is so ephemeral. We have so little language to actually describe how it makes us feel. And it's also so personal. And so this is just my experience of these songs. And so I'm glad that that's coming across in some way.
So how would you account for this process whereby something musical gets translated into something visual? Because if you're sitting there weaving as you listen, there's not a totally conscious, this is how I'm going to represent that musically thing going on there. There's some sort of unconscious translation of the musical rhythms. What do you think is going on there?
Well, I'm totally blanking on the term for it, but there are people who see music as colors. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Synesthesia.
Yeah, synesthesia. And I don't think I have synesthesia exactly, but I do. Maybe I, like, have it on some level, because what I see is what I'm hearing, essentially. And that I don't really have any more language to describe the reasons I make color decisions. All I know is that I have a really strong sense of color, and I have a very loud sense of color in the way that I make color combination choices is very deliberate, but subconscious at the same time. I don't know how to describe. Yeah, it's just like half the time I'll peel off a layer of yarn because that's not looking the way I want it to look, but I don't have any other language to describe why it looks right or doesn't look right. But in the end, I just want to have these vibrations, visual vibrations.
But something in the nature of what you're hearing is translating into something in the nature of what I'm seeing. Yes. That is definitely coming through. And that was a big part of the phenomenology of the experience for me. Like, I felt the rhythms of the music in the visual art. And that was, there's something really remarkable about that. And there was also this thing where, you know, different songs that you were playing had different rhythms to them, and the songs were correlated to the particular work of art that I was looking at, and I could feel the rhythms of those particular songs in that particular work of art. So I think that what you're producing, we don't really have a word for exactly what's going on there, but there's something pretty profound at an ontological level in your art. Your thoughts on that?
I mean, that's I think, one of the greatest compliments I've ever received. Because, yeah, I feel like that's present in pretty much every aspect of my practice. Like, even with the other works on the wall, which are tactile fabric collages, essentially. I think, as it relates specifically to the works that you are most interested in, I'm also just translating the kind of motion that I get in, the action of actually creating the works, which is in itself repetitious. Like, I'm just doing the same thing over and over again. And so I think in some way that comes across in the visual representation in this weird way. I mean, I guess a lot of handwork, which is partially what this is, it's like an immediate visual representation of a repetitious act. And that, I think, goes really hand in hand with house and techno because of that persistent bass beat that is just always there. Even if you're making other types of creative decisions, there are constants. And so I think it lends itself really well to that. I don't know if I answered your question.
You did, but I also would opine that I don't think that what's going on is simply a translation of an underlying rhythm into a visual form, because there's difference along with the repetition. Yeah. There are multiple patterns that emerge. So it's like in your own way, you're creatively riffing on that underlying beat. You're doing something of your own with it. And the way that that manifests at the level of the visual art translates. It comes through, but also changes. Like, it's not just a direct translation. There's some kind of adaptation that's going on as well.
Definitely. Well, I think what just came to mind is what else I like to do with the music is obviously go out and dance. So I'll go to a rave and I'll be out from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. And what goes with every different song is you kind of do a different dance to every song. So I feel like that's sort of another version. I'm kind of doing a dance with the song.
Mm-hmm. Or even when you're listening to the same song, you change up your moves.
Totally. Totally. Yeah. It's like totally mood dependent, energy dependent. And so you'll probably get a different result each time. Yeah. It's also quite interesting because I'm a very detail oriented, schedule oriented person in every aspect of my life, with the exception of my artwork. It's the place where I am most off the cuff and spontaneous. And I think that lends itself to this type of practice, that to be in touch with my emotions and my headspace.
Well, that cognitive and affective translation definitely comes through. Thanks very much for this interview and best of luck with the rest of the exhibition, which is going on till when?
I think it's October 12th. Quote me. But I think it is mid-October. But yeah, it's going to be up for a month and some change, and we have more events coming up.
So I totally recommend that people listening to this come out and see it, because it is a compelling and very interesting experience.
It's also free.
And free. Great.
Thank you so much for inviting me to be on the show.
My pleasure.